the every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee every hour, stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, my Savior, my Savior, I come to
Welcome to Tabernacle United Church. Whether this is your first time here today, or you have been here 5 times, or for 5 years, or for 50 years, you are welcome here. No matter where you are on life's journey, you are always welcome here. My name is Susan Wardo. My pronouns are she and her. And the first thing I'd like to do this morning is welcome the Reverend Megan McLeod, who will be preaching. And we are delighted to have Reverend Megan here today with us. She is a member of Tabernacle United Church. And we're just joyful that she was able to join us today. For people visiting the first time, we invite you to introduce yourselves in the chat box, or to fill out a visitor card. As you can see on the slide up on the screen right now, there is a place to fill out the card. And also we will put in the chat box a link you can use to fill out the visitor card. We have several activities going on at Tabernacle this week that we want to share with you. First, we have prayer gatherings on Tuesday and Thursday mornings from 8:30 to 9 every week. We all are welcome, whether you are returning or this is your first time. The prayer gatherings are virtual. A Zoom invite goes out before each gathering the day before. We hope that you will join us. Today, following worship, we will have an adult education session. We call those sessions tab.edu. Today, we will be continuing our discussion of defund the police and abolition curriculum. The session will begin at 11:45 on this same Zoom link. Also this week, we're happy to say that there will be a picnic for TAB folks on Tuesday, July 27th, from 5 to 7 p.m. We will meet in Clark Park at 43rd and Baltimore Avenue. Please bring your own food and drink. We do have some tables, but if you can please bring your own chairs and blankets, that would be great. We will now move into, or wait, did I see that Verona Stern would like to make an announcement? No? Okay. We will now move into our time of worship.
Good morning. I'm Chris. I'm your liturgist this morning, and my pronouns are he, him, but I'm better off with just Chris. Let us join in the call to worship. Our journeys have led us here today. We gather in the presence of God and each other. May this spiritual space have what we need today: rest, reassurance, or an invigorating call. Our journey doesn't end here. May our worship prepare us for the next part of our path.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Pax, and my pronouns are they, them. And this morning, I thought of songs knowing that Reverend Megan would be speaking about walking together, songs that made me think of about walking, in this case, walking in the light, in Jesus, the light of the world. Let's sing together and worship this morning.
Joyful all you nations, rise, Jesus, the light of the world. Join the triumph of the skies, Jesus, the light of the world. We'll walk in the light, beautiful light. The dewdrops of mercy shine bright, shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Christ, by highest heaven adored, Jesus, the light of the world. Christ, the
next song that is based on a song by Imagine Dragons is to encourage us in that journey, to encourage us to do the work of justice, to take action rather than living in the theoretical. Let's sing together.
Waking up to the fear and pride all around me and inside. I'm shedding all that holds me back. I'm learning more, I'm stepping up and finding power in God's love. The time is now for action. I feel it in my soul. God's justice making whole. God's
God is here in this place, here in this place. God is here in this place, here in this place. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm ready for action, ready for action. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm ready for action, ready for action. I'll make a vow and say a prayer to serve God's people everywhere. Lord, give me strength to stay on track. We'll tear down walls that keep us bound and free the captives all around. The time is now for action. I feel it in my soul. God's justice making whole. God is here in this place, here in this place. God is here in this place, here in this place. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm ready for action, ready for action. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm ready for action, ready for action. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa. I'm ready for action, ready for action. Whoa, 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 I'm ready for action, ready for action. Amen.
You are with us, as always, as close as our breath, and as near as our beating heart. In this time, may we draw near and be ready for the next steps, long roads and winding paths. We are not far from you, wherever we go, wherever we have been. Help us to know that deeply as we walk with you. Please join me in the prayer of confession. Forgive us, O God, for the times when you thought we could get there faster. Forgive us, O God, for the times when you thought we could get there faster if we walked alone. We didn't acknowledge your presence or the love and help of others. Forgive us, O God, for the times when we thought that sprinting was better than strolling, when we passed by our neighbor instead of connecting. You offer us many paths, and we think that we have to be trailblazers. Guide us, help us, and never leave us. We need you, we need each other. Amen. We don't walk alone. We never have, and we never will. God has laid the path. Jesus went before us. The Holy Spirit comes alongside us, and in this community are our fellow travelers. We are not alone, never have been, never will be. This is the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are set free.
Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, The hour I first believed, my chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, God's mercy reigns, unending love. Amazing grace. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Twas grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, God's mercy reigns, unending love, amazing
And now is the time to greet one another and to pass the peace of Christ. It's also affectionately known as a little bit of holy chaos. Please unmute yourselves and go to the gallery view. May the peace of Christ be with you.
Hi.
And also with you.
And peace also with you. Peace.
Peace.
Hi.
Peace be to everyone.
Laura.
Oh, it's the right place.
Oh my goodness.
Hi, Priscilla. How's Michigan?
Oh, that's so cool.
Hey, Chris.
Hi.
I'm Lee. Lee. Pugh.
Hello, Elliot. Hello, hi. Elliot.
Hey,
hi.
Hi. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
Good morning, Jennifer and Rose.
Good morning.
Nice to you.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Andy, Laura.
Hi. Hi, Megan.
Good morning, Taylor. Peace to you, Taylor.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hey, Heather.
Hi, Tab. Hi from Porch Church.
Oh, that's cool. Porch Church. Look at you.
Yay.
Oh my gosh.
Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning.
It's you, Lynn and Lynn. Good morning.
Hi.
There's so much light behind you.
Yeah, we can't see.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Carolyn.
First reading is Deuteronomy 10:12. So now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? Only to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Word of God for the people of God.
This is the time in our service where we invite children and anyone else who would like to join to come forward and closer for the children's time. And if you would like to be part of that smaller group, you can go down to your reactions button at the bottom right-hand side of your Zoom menu and click raise hand to be part of that smaller group. Let's sing to invite those folks forward.
Come and see, come and see, I am the way and the truth, said he.
follow me, come as a child, oh come and see. Deb, you're muted right now. Sorry about
Thank
that.
You. Okay. Thank you. I'm Deb Burnham, and my pronouns are she and her. And I want to tell a story which is going to ask you all to use your imaginations. If I were somewhere else, I might borrow a real dog for this story, but I'm not. So we are going to pretend that this bath mat, the hunger rope, is a dog. So you can do it. So this story is about feeling a little jealous and not understanding sometimes when somebody is showing love and affection to somebody else, that sometimes, you know, it's sometimes you feel like, wait a minute, what's, you know, what about me? So the story goes like this. There was a little girl who had a dog and her mother. And one day the mother was patting the dog and, you know, twirling its tail and saying funny things to it, scratching its ears. And the little girl felt really angry and sad. And so she pulled the dog's tail and she yelled, "I don't like you, go away." And the dog was a very nice dog. So he just went, "Argh!" and then just went off getting away from this angry little girl. And the mother was very surprised because before the little girl had liked this dog. So she picked up the girl and cuddled her and said, "Why do you feel so angry?" The little girl said, "Because you were patting the dog." And the mother said, "Well, yes, it's fun to pat her. I like to scratch her ears. There are special reasons I love her. I love our dog. She follows me around. She is kind. She's quiet. She's affectionate. I can scratch your ears." And she goes, "Mm-hmm." "But do you think that means that I don't love you?" Little girl was very quiet because she knew that that was the question that she wanted to ask, but she was too scared to ask it. So mom said, "Look, there are many, many reasons I love our dog, and I told you about those. But there are also a whole lot of reasons that I love you that are very different from how I love our dog. You ask wonderful questions. You ask questions about flowers and about the moon and about macaroni and cheese. You help me make muffins. You help me learn to build a Lego tower. You are kind to other children. You sing lots of silly songs. You make me happy every time you wake up in the morning, even when you wake up at 5 o'clock. Those are some of the special reasons that I love you. And because you're getting bigger and smarter all the time, there will be more and more reasons all the time that I love you. The reasons I love the dog, pretty much the same every day, every day. But when you learn something new, I love you more. And when you learn to say, 'Mom, I love you,' in different ways, that's really special, and it makes me so happy." So she picked up the dog and put him in the middle and hugged her little girl, and they had a kind of hug sandwich. So that's what we call it. I had a hug sandwich. So some of you are probably too old to have the same worries that this little girl had. But even if, as we get older, we're always wondering, you know, do people love me as much as they love someone else? Or do people pay attention to me? And so sometimes it's okay to do what this little girl did, you know, maybe get a little bit angry, not too, a little bit, and ask a question. And have somebody say, "Okay, this is why I love you." And then you can say it back to them. "This is why I love you." And that's a kind of hug sandwich with words. So thank you.
This morning, another song that came to mind that had to do with walking and walking with one another was Camina Conmigo, a song I wrote about accompanying one another and walking with one another, walking in solidarity. So I invite you to sing it and learn these Spanish words together with a small translation after each line. Let's sing and learn this song together.
Walk with me past borders and walls, beyond our limited view. Walk with me, walk with me through stumbles and falls, through fear and work yet to do. Walk with me. Camina conmigo, will you walk with me? Toma mi mano, hold my hand, my friend. Quédate conmigo, stay with me until el fin del viaje. Walk with me till journey's end. Walk with me till journey's end. Walk with me to justice for all, toward goodwill overdue. Walk with me. Walk with me. In safety and peace, in God who makes all things new. Walk with me, Camina conmigo, will you walk with me? Toma mi mano, hold my hand, my friend. Quédate conmigo, stay with me until el fin del viaje. Walk with me till journey's end. Walk with me till journey's end.
Let's just sing this.
Walk with me. 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 Walk with me.
Hello, everybody. My name is Reverend Megan. My pronouns are she and her. I am going to read Ruth chapter 1, verses 13 to 18. Ruth chapter 1, verse 13 to 18. Would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters, it is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has turned against me. At this, they wept aloud again. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her. Look, said Naomi, your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her. But Ruth replied, don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, even if death separates you and me. When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God. Amen. I just want to repeat the last scripture, Deuteronomy verse 10, chapter 10, verse 12. I just want to repeat that to make sure it's in your memory, fresh in your memory. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to God, to love God, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Amen. Let us pray. God, we are here again searching for you and searching through your word. Lord, I know I've preached before, but for some reason I get nervous every time I approach your word because it's so consuming with your unconditional love, with your grace and with your mercy and with your blessings. Lord, allow us to attach to that. Allow us to put aside all things that will block us from hearing a specific intentional word from you on this day. Lord, put my insecurities away. Help me put my insecurities away. I put myself behind you. Allow us to put all thoughts that are not thinking of what you have for us. Allow us to pack them up in this moment and open up all that you have, all that you are, and all that you are going to be in this moment, at this time, to us as individuals and a community. In your name, with the power of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen. So I'm still not used to preaching on Zoom, though I've done it. I'm not used to it yet, I have to say. So the title of this sermon is Will You Walk With Me? It's interesting, a couple of things that experiencing this pandemic and experiencing all the things that have happened with COVID and experiencing the things that is happening with the continuation of a social uprising that has started before 2020, all of the things that I experienced, my expectations have shifted, my goals have kind of changed. You know, I was the type of person, if I can tell myself without you all judging me, I was the type of person that hustled often, that grinded a lot, that wanted to go forward and say, where is my next opportunity? What am I supposed to do, God? Where is my next goal? What do you want me to complete now? My life was surrounded by trying to figure out, God, where do you want me to walk so I can become a success that you want me to be? I have a feeling that every time I did that, God looked at me and said, oh, child, if you only knew that I just need you to stay in one place, if you only knew that I need you to just realize that you are okay where you are, if you only knew that you don't have to make a plan for the next thing because this thing is the thing I need you to be in. You know, somebody just walk with me. At this season of my life, I'm so grateful because right now what's important to me and what I count every day as gratitude are the people that are walking with me, that choose to walk with me. Friends that show up when they look at me kind of saying, what are you doing? Friends that meet up with me and we talk about anything and everything. Yesterday I sat on a friend's porch. We just sat there and talked. And I said to him in that moment, I said, wow, 3-4 years ago, I would have thought that I was wasting my time by sitting on this porch, speaking with you, that there had to be something else that I was supposed to be doing in that moment. Lord, will somebody walk? When I was I'm a chaplain at a psychiatric hospital. I was going into a building and this young man knocked on the door. And I was kind of hesitant to open the door, but I opened the door and I came outside and I said, can I help you? He said, I just walked here from my neighborhood. I said, how long was your walk? He said, my walk has been about 15, 20 minutes. I've been walking to get here because I need to change my life. He said, can you tell me where the admissions office is? Can you tell me where intake is? Can you tell me where the crisis center is? Now, where we were standing, the crisis center was about maybe 400 yards away. So in that split second, I thought, I can point him to where it is, or I can walk with him. Maybe he just needed somebody to walk with him the last 400 yards. Maybe he just needed somebody to walk with him and talk with him the last bit. Maybe there was a connection that could be garnered and help to give him strength to walk this next journey of his life. Would somebody just walk with me? Would somebody just walk with me? You know, when I think about my life and I think about the short time, yet the long time I've been on this earth, I've been blessed to be on this earth. I was thinking about, wow, how often the memories of walking with folks pop into my head. How when I was in college and my roommate, the bus broke down that we were on and there was a snowstorm and we had to walk in the snowstorm to my house. I remember that vividly and how we didn't speak because it was so cold, but it felt so much there was so much comfort knowing that my friend was walking with me. I'm thinking about the times that I've made mistakes in life and there have been people in my life that have gone, but Megan, I'm still going to walk with you. I just need someone to walk with me. We're familiar. Most of us are familiar with the story in Ruth, with the biblical scripture in Ruth that talks about Ruth and Naomi and Orpah. This isn't funny, but I'm gonna say yesterday when I was explaining it to a friend of mine, I couldn't remember Orpah's name. I kept calling her Oprah, but that's a whole different story. And she looked, she said, why do you keep saying Oprah? I said, I know, I have to stop. So Ruth, Naomi, and Orpah. We're familiar with this story that the husband and the two sons of Naomi were killed. They died. The husband and the two sons that were supposed to care for this community of women, because during this time in the historical context, women were cared for by the males of society, that these men were no longer able to protect these women. And I'm saying it just how it was in the historical context during this time. So right now, Naomi, Ruth, and Orpah are at a loss. They're trying to figure out what to do. They're grieving and at the same time trying to figure out what to do. Have you ever been a place in your life where you were grieving, where you were overwhelmed with emotion, but you had to make a decision in that moment that you didn't have space and time to deal with your emotions because there was a decision to be made? The reason why I'm mentioning this is because I want you all to understand that in this moment, Naomi, Ruth, and Orpah, they didn't have the space to sit down and grieve. They didn't have the space to go to sleep and wake up and take a nap and figure out what to do next. They didn't have the space, even though biblical text doesn't tell us how long it took them to decide, but they truly did not have the space when looking at these events historically. They truly did not have the space to figure out, to grieve and to heal and then figure out what to do. They had to grieve, heal, and figure out what to do at the same time. At the same time. Have you ever been there? When you had to figure out what to do while you were overwhelmed by your emotions and at the same time wishing someone would just walk with you in it, someone would just sit with you in it, maybe not tell you what to do, but just sit with you in it as you figure out what to do next. This was Ruth, Naomi, and Orpah. Naomi even looks at Ruth and Orpah and tells them that God has turned God's back on me. Exactly what she says is the Lord's hand has turned against me. Have you ever been at a place where you felt like the Lord turned the Lord's hand against you? and you're trying to tell folks and make folks understand that, listen, don't be with me. Just move away from me right now, because where I am, I don't think God is showing me the love that I thought God felt for me. I don't think God is caring for me. Just leave me alone and let me be. Oh, would someone just walk with me? I'll never forget, there was a moment in my life where I was going through depression and anxiety, and I was pushing folks away. I remember the times that there were a couple of folks who made their way through and said, listen, I'm going to be here, and I'm telling them that, listen, I don't know what my life is becoming. I don't know what's happening with me. I'm not the same person I used to be. In fact, I'm really scared for me. So just give me some space. I know there are moments when we need space, but I'm thankful for the times that people didn't listen to me. Lord, will somebody just walk with me? So we have Orpah and Naomi and Ruth. Naomi tells them to leave. And after they grieve again together, I'm going to go to Naomi. Even though Orpah is mentioned first, I'm going to go to Ruth. Ruth decides, listen, Naomi, my mother-in-law, I'm going to stay with you. I feel connected to you, so I'm going to stay with you. I mean, preachers love to preach this, because Ruth goes outside of the box, goes outside of cultural norms, and does something that people were not expecting. They like to talk about the courage of Ruth, and she was very courageous. They like to talk about how she has decided to follow the calling that God has put on her life, to be connected to Naomi, even if that calling leads to a path of uncertainty, even if that calling is leading to a journey that will be filled with struggle. People love to preach about Ruth, because Ruth is almost saying, I don't care what you do. I'm connected to you. You cannot urge me to move away. I'm not going to give you space. My life is connected to your life. So Ruth, in that moment, decides to walk with Naomi. And I do find Ruth to be courageous for this. I do find Ruth to have a certain a spiritual tenacity for her to do this. Let me just switch to Deuteronomy really fast before I go to Orpah. In Deuteronomy, the Lord says, Israel, what I require of you is to walk in obedience to God. To walk in obedience with God. Can I tell you, one of the struggles I've had in my spiritual life is to decide what is my walk with God. You see, I realized that early on when I started this spiritual journey, whenever that was, maybe unconsciously, I can say in my early 20s, I decided, okay, I'm going to consciously walk this journey with God. I made a conscious decision. But I was filled with such confusion, because so many people told me what obedience to God looked like, what that walk in obedience to God felt like, what that walk in obedience to God seemed like, appeared like. And when they would tell me this, I would get lost, and I had to figure out, what is that what my walk is supposed to be? Is that how my walk appears? It wasn't until I realized that God wasn't looking at me through the church, that God wasn't looking at me through Christianity. God wasn't looking at me through religion. God was looking at me as God made me. And that my walk with God, my walk in obedience with God, is different from another person's walk of obedience with God. I need you all to hear this. Because your walk with God and obedience with God is not the same detail as someone else. What someone would not do in their walk with God may be what God has called you to do. I'm mentioning this because so many folks look at Ruth and say how courageous and brave she was. Now let's go to Orpah. There's only a couple of lines about Orpah. In fact, I did all this research trying to figure out, has somebody written a book about Orpah? Thing about Orpah is this. The thing about Orpah is that she was grieving She was grieving what she knew. She was grieving what she thought this path, this journey would lead to. She was grieving how she thought her life would be. She was grieving all of that. And at the same time, trying to decide, what do I do next? What is God calling me to do? What is God calling me to do right now? In that moment, Orpah decides to go back to her homeland. Orpah decides to leave her mother-in-law. Orpah decides to leave Ruth and go back to her homeland. Now, many people say that there's so much written about Orpah. A lot of theologians have written stuff about Orpah, saying that she didn't have the courage, saying that she was going back to find, and this is very patriarchal, going back to find her husband, that she didn't know how to be on her own. But I beg to differ. That Orpah was following the calling that God put on her life. That Orpah was following the path that God laid before her. That Ruth's path was not more right or more righteous than Orpah's path. It was the calling that God put her to be or led her to go on. Just because Orpah was going back to what was familiar, nothing was familiar for Orpah anymore. Just because Orpah was going back to her family dynamics have now changed. Just because Orpah was going back, it doesn't mean she didn't have faith in God. Sometimes the going back doesn't mean you don't have faith. Sometimes the going back means that you recognize that God is leading you there. What's interesting is that a lot of the times we judge our journeys based on the next success, the next opportunity, the next brave thing we do. Well, sometimes it just takes courage to exist. Sometimes it just takes courage to be in the process that you've always been in and to still trust God. I remember when at the height of the social uprising in most recent years, I was still in the pandemic. I was still going to work at the hospital. And I became so angry at myself because I said, God, there has to be something else for me to do. I'm waking up. I'm going to work. I'm being a chaplain at a hospital, but there's something else for me to do. And the Holy Spirit said ever so plainly, there's nothing else except for you to continue the process that I put you on. Except for you to continue to be in the place that I've put you in, because that's where I am for you right now, me. But I felt so guilty. There has to be something else that you want from me, God. And the Holy Spirit said ever so plainly, no, this is what I need from you right now, is to have faith in the process. I was talking to a patient the other day, and she said to me, she said, I hate that what feels like is supposed to be normal, such as getting up and getting dressed. I hate that that's so hard for me to do. She said, it's so basic. I explained to her that sometimes what you see as basic is a miracle. See, what Orpah did, people would say that was basic for you to go back home. But there's a miracle in the basic. There is only one burning bush moment in the Bible. Everything else would probably be seen. Not everything. Not everything. Other things would probably be seen as basic. That the miracles happened in the basic. The miracles happened in just the walking. The miracles happened in just the existing. The miracles happened in just allowing God to be with you in the place that you are in. Connecting to God. Why is the Holy Spirit telling us this? It's because right now there's so much happening in this world. Right now there's so much happening and going on in our country, in our communities, on our street, with our next door neighbors. There's so much to do. It seems like there's so much for us to do that sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes for me, I become overwhelmed. I feel like I'm not doing enough. I'm not being enough. I'm not existing as enough. But if one thing that Orpah has taught us and Ruth has displayed for us, that your walk in obedience with God may look different from someone else's. It doesn't mean one is more righteous than the other. It means that, do you understand that God is with you in this moment? Do you understand that God is moving through you as you journey along? And even if your journey leads to you sitting on a porch, like so many of you are doing, sitting on a porch with friends, amen, sitting on a porch with friends, that's where God is. Because when God is in the room and on your journey, you have everything you will ever need. I know some of us are going through some challenging times. What I want you to know is, allow yourself to surrender to the journey that you're in. Don't see it as basic. Don't see it as not enough. Because God didn't make any of us basic. And what God has put in all of us has always been more than enough. Amen.
My love is stronger. My love is stronger than your fear. Don't be afraid. My love is stronger, and I have promised to be always near. Be afraid. My love is stronger. My love is stronger than your fear. Don't be afraid. My love is stronger, and I have promised to be always near.
When I've needed someone to walk with me, this community has been here for me. This community walks with people wherever they are, supports people in their call. One way we support each other, keep this community going, supporting each other, is through our contributions. To give electronically, you can text any amount to 84321 or visit tabunited.org contribute. Please be sure to select the appropriate fund when making a gift online by text. Include a tag like Pledge 2021, Open Plate, or other, along with your gifts so we know how to direct it. Let us be together in the offertory.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all. God has done great things. bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless God's holy name. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly hosts, Creator Christ and Holy Ghost. Amen.
God, we present these gifts with humility. In the hopes to hear your call, to heed your call, to help the call of others, and to heed their calls, and help them walk in those calls. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
In just a moment, we'll be moving into our time of sharing our joys, concerns, and our testimony. But before we do that, I just want to thank Reverend Megan for being with us today. And as always, for your very wise and loving message. We are grateful. Thank you so much, Megan. Now we'll move into a time of prayer through sharing our joys and our concerns. Please share your prayer request by writing it in the chat box. Chris Purdom will read the prayer requests as they come through. Let us pray.
Jennifer, thank you, Reverend Megan. That was the word I needed to hear today. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Deb Burnham, prayers for all who are in transition in any way. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Geneva, for the people of Haiti and Cuba. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Todd, from Susan Pierce, Carrie is leaving for college in less than 3 weeks. Prayers for her as she feels alone, and prayers for our family as we adjust. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Donald Wargo, prayers for my colleague and friend Steve, who is awaiting the results of a biopsy for thyroid cancer. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers.
Let's pray. Holy God, we thank you for being with us during this time of prayer. We are grateful that you have heard our prayers, whether they were shared or remain silent in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now let us hold these prayers in our heart as we sing our song of prayer. As I went down to the river to pray.
As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, children, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, children, let's go down, down to the river to pray. As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, children, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, children, let's go down, down to the river to pray. Oh, children, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, children, let's go down, down to the river to pray.
And now, please join me in prayer. Gracious and loving God, on this summer morning, we thank you for our time of worship and our time of sharing our joys and our concerns. We are grateful. We pray that you will be with us wherever we may go. Fill us with your wisdom and compassion as we work to bring your kingdom to this world in this time. We pray that you will open our hearts and our minds so that we can respond to the people of our city, our country, and around the world who are in need of love or compassion or mercy or justice. We pray that you will give us what we need to be your people in this troubled world. We offer ourselves to you in the love of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, "Our parent, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen."
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on. precious Lord, linger near when my life is almost gone. Hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord.
Great to be with my church home, Tabernacle, this morning. I have to say I've missed you guys. What I want to say also is this. My prayer for you all is that you fall into the mercy and the grace that God is offering to each of us right now. The mercy and the grace that will hug you, that will clothe you, that will blanket you. The mercy and the grace that does not care how well you did yesterday or how great you're going to do tomorrow. It's the mercy and the grace that carried you into this dimension. It's the mercy and the grace that will never leave you. And though sometimes it may seem basic, though sometimes the journey doesn't seem as exciting as someone else's, or though sometimes someone may look at the mercy and the grace that's creating our journey and someone may question, what are you doing? Just rely on that mercy and grace that has your divine blueprint and also offers the greatness of what God has put within you. Amen.